DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a moment. What a time.
What a time.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Hour number two on a Tuesday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 45 minutes of football coming up, which will be not that different from the first hour, which was an hour of football. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a minute, react to what all happened in week one. The Falcons did make a signing at kicker. We caught up on that as well. Younghoe Koo is still on the team, by the way. We'll get to a college football corner in about 20 minutes as well, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo.
Yeah, the Swordsboro, because I remember, yeah, of course that, but when they used to play it at the Georgia game, because then I thought they played the hell out of it. The last time we won in those black jerseys, they played Auburn and beat the start out of Auburn. And then
I always hear Georgia fans talk about that song as a memory at Sanford Stadium.
That's all I remember. I remember that song, that team, that game, and just straight beat the hell out of Auburn. And then next time we wore the black jerseys, Alabama stomped a mud hole in our ass, and we never wore them again. Like, they're in the back cupboard. I mean, hell, they might be all burned by now. Hell, I don't know, man. But yeah, that was always a significant time when that song came out.
Regular jerseys on Saturday, right? Like regular homes for Tennessee, regular homes for Georgia.
Oh, yeah, I have no clue.
I hope so.
Oh, I know what Georgia's wearing.
Like that, you do?
Yeah, they're wearing their white jerseys and silver britches.
Okay, I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know. What you mean you hope?
Well, that's what I hope. I get tired of these great matchups.
We only had one time, and that was that Arkansas game.
Yeah, Georgia's been pretty good lately.
Yeah.
They sneak in the black every once in a while.
No, they don't.
They don't?
Not with Kirby.
In a bowl game or something like that?
Oh, they warm against Cincinnati. They warm against Cincinnati.
They did something. There's been little blips.
Yeah,
of
they
like,
warm against Cincinnati.
You got one of the best jerseys in college football. Just wear it.
You're right.
And then Tennessee will wear gray jerseys sometimes.
Yeah, man, I don't like
What are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't know.
They also have really good, like it's a good, when Georgia and Tennessee play, and they both have their traditional uniforms on, that's a great look.
Yes, it is.
That looks like Saturday in the South.
Is game day up
that's
this weekend?
They are.
Oh, okay, okay. So big. The game's got even bigger.
It's even bigger.
Game day is in Knoxville. This is Heupel's best. What am I looking for? Because I thought about it this morning. His best chance since he's been there.
To beat Georgia.
Yeah, this is his best chance.
Because his best team was a couple years ago, and they were number one and all that hype. And man, if it wouldn't have rained. Randy,
if it wouldn't have rained.
Nah, Georgia went in there and handled their business that day.
Wouldn't have rained, Andy.
You're probably right about that. I just feel like we still just don't know anything about Georgia.
Me too.
we just don't.
Me too.
And they haven't showed us anything. And I don't know, maybe that makes you feel better if some of the bad has you concerned. Maybe it makes you feel worse if some of the bad you feel like is real. I don't know. But we'll talk to Brandon Adams about Georgia, as we always do at 1:20 coming up this afternoon. We'll get back into some college football in about 15 minutes as well, including that game. What?
Uncle Dave. My Uncle Dave says, hello, family. This is our group text. Finally got my results of my treatment, and I'm officially cancer-free.
Amen,
Uncle Dave. Amen. Amen. My favorite uncle. Well, he's my only uncle. Him and Uncle Greg, they're both my favorite. But shout out shout out to my Uncle Dave, man. Love you, man. So proud of you.
That's awesome.
So proud of you.
Great to hear that, Uncle Dave. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Dun-dun-dun.
All right. The first bit of news is actually a little bit breaking. We got some breaking news. The Falcons are signing kicker Parker Romo to the practice squad. Younghoe Koo's still there, so they'll both be there this week.
Yes.
Sure they'll, whatever, compete. You think he'll just be the guy?
Like, you don't make this move unless he's going to be the guy.
Right, what's the point of signing him?
Right. Unless you're telling me they're going to have a kicking competition on game week?
I hope not.
That's weak as hell.
What are they, just waiting? And then,
You sign him on Friday or Saturday to the – because he's going to travel.
So you just wait to put him on the practice squad or cut him, really?
Yeah, he's going to travel up there with them and all that. I don't think they're going to cut Younghoe.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't understand what you think. Tell me what you think.
What's the new guy's name?
Parker Romo.
Parker Romo's going to go to Minnesota.
Okay.
All right. He's going to go. Stay on the practice squad. Then probably Saturday or something, they'll activate him. I think he's kicking Sunday.
So you think Parker Romo will kick on Sunday?
Yes.
Then what are they going to do with Younghoe?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's okay to say the next thing you think, too.
I think he should cut him.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm at that point with him.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, I'm at that point.
It's not personal.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to tell me.
Professional.
You're going to tell me you're going to have a kicking competition game week?
Yeah.
All right. Never heard it before, but it's a new day and age, Andy. It's a new day. It's a new day. Usually when you bring a kicker in, it's usually a kicker. When you bring him in, he's usually going to kick. Now, unless your kicker's hurt or something, but yeah. If you're in a situation where they have three kickers. Because I'm going to tell you now, reading around the league, there's a lot of teams with kicking problems right now.
Right, that's the thing.
It's a lot of teams with kicking problems.
And maybe that's why you signed Parker Romo immediately, because you had four guys in this morning to try out.
Yes.
So you snap up the one you like the best. And then B, you wait if you're going to do anything with Younghoe so somebody else doesn't sign him,
right,
if you're worried about that. So I don't know. I get why it's happened.
Yes.
Because it has been
bad.
It's the biggest story of obviously the game. I'm looking forward to not talking about kickers that much anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Just get a guy who can make some kicks.
That's it.
Let's hear what Baker Mayfield had to say post-game about him and Michael Penix's conversation.
I told him after the game, he's going to be a problem in this division for a long time. I think he's a great player. He's decisive, goes through his reads, trusts his guys. Yeah, he's young, but he's got it.
I love it. That's a sign of respect from Baker, and I think he's right.
Yeah.
But the thing with it is, as we talk all the time about young players, it was something I was taught as a young player. You got to keep stacking days and stacking games. And then that's because the biggest thing you want as from a young player, because you know they're going to make mistakes, but you want them to be consistent, you know, not consistently bad, but you know what I mean? Like, don't let one mistake ruin everything, because you're going to make them. We know that. Veterans make mistakes, but as a rookie, you just don't want that to derail with good stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, those are sort of my post-kicker takes after the game. And it was nice to see a lot of people say what they said, and understandably, Penix played good, like gave people a lot of confidence in the quarterback position. Feels like he is, that was a good first step, making a first start on opening day. We just got to do it again and be a little bit better. Simple as that. Like, there's been a million quarterbacks that have had a pretty good game and then not played good the next week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was really good to see. There was a lot of the stuff you know he can do, he did on Sunday. Now you just got to hope it's a little bit better this Sunday and hopefully they get the win. It was a tale of two halves last night for the quarterback the Falcons are going to face in week two. He played on Monday Night Football last night as the Vikings beat the Bears 27-24. This is the bad in the first half.
Wants the snap, gets it. Full house blitz, throwing out to the left. It's picked up down the sideline right to the 40-yard line. He is history, baby. Leaving the Vikings, the taillights into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. And a pick six for Deshaun Wright.
You should not throw the ball late across your body against the blitz. The corner was sitting inside.
He couldn't believe the ball came.
He was like, what the hell? Is that the ball coming?
Sure. All right.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Great touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, you can't make that mistake with the pressure and then throw it late back across your body. You just can't. I don't give a damn how strong your arm is. Where the DB is playing, he's playing there for a reason, because he knows you can't make that throw unless you throw it to me. And so, yeah, great play by him. But, again, we talked about the young kid earlier, just really bounced back, played hard. Three touchdowns, four. He counted for four, but three for the offense and one for the Bears.
threw for three, two to his team, one to the Bears, ran for one.
Yeah.
And that's almost all the touchdowns that got scored.
Yeah. I mean, Caleb had a nice touchdown run, man. Yeah. The way he runs, I'm like, oh, he about to get blasted. And, oh, boy, I don't know why the defender at the goal line, maybe because it's a quarterback, he hesitated for a second.
Yeah.
No, go knock his ass out.
Yeah, he's got some escapability about him, which is one of the things you know about him. And I thought he played pretty good.
I thought he did.
At first, and then he kind of got a little sloppy as the game went on. But I think good signs all around. Obviously, you blow a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. You don't feel good about it if you're Chicago at home. But I think Minnesota's pretty good. I've said this a million times. Say it again. Kevin O'Connell's pretty good with quarterbacks, man. He does a pretty good job with some quarterbacks. We were going to mention this. The Jaguars trade Tank Bigsby to the Eagles.
Interesting.
Pair of late-round picks.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, depth.
Depth.
And then wouldn't the Jags also
Shipley,
want
I thought
depth?
Shipley played really well as the backup to Saquon.
Right.
But, I mean, all right. I mean, I won't question Howard Roseman.
No.
Yep.
He's probably going to have a really important carry in the playoffs.
Something like that. Yep.
At some point.
Yep. Saquon needs a breather for a second. Get the wind knocked out.
Or maybe they do like they did last year and Saquon's good and they got it all sewed up for the playoffs. Yep. And Tank Bigsby gets to be the starter for a couple games in December. He's a pretty good player, man.
I like Tank. Yeah, I thought
Tank Bigsby pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, Trevor Etienne, he had a nice game. He played really, really well. And so, you know, I think that's what they were waiting because But I thought it was one of the things where he was going to be traded.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for – and
ETN?
I think they were.
Yeah.
Like, you know, put fillers out there for him and everything like that. But, George Kittle's going to be out with a hamstring. Also, Brock Purdy come up with the toe and a shoulder.
Yeah.
And so Kyle's not giving really any information on that. But we know this. George Kittle's going to be out for a while.
Yeah.
We know he's going to be out for a while. We were talking off the air about his backup tight end who had the nice little catch for the touchdown.
Awesome catch.
Yeah.
Snatched it away from the Seahawks defender. I never heard of that guy before.
Yeah. So,
the hell of a play.
Looks like he's going to do that. And Russell Wilson, he's going to be the starter. They were talking about bringing packages for Jackson Dart. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
They're not too far similarity of quarterback.
That's true.
If Jackson Dart was just a running quarterback,
right.
But they're not.
Dude, Russell's not much of a running quarterback these days.
Don't do that.
Don't do it yet, and I'll say just slow play this for your job security. You got to microdose this thing.
Yes.
You can't replace him yet.
No.
Because too much time left in the season. Jackson Dart's not going to play great. You got to wait later in the year to do it so he plays good enough to where you might be able to convince him that you need to mentor him so you can keep your job.
Yeah.
That's how you got to play it.
Yeah.
It's too early for all this
stuff.
It's
too damn early.
You can't be putting Jackson Dart in there yet. Here's Derrick Henry talking about blaming himself for what happened on Sunday night.
Well, first of all, I got to take care of the ball. I told my teammates at the game, put the boss on me. I own it like a man. The emphasis taking care of the ball since we got back. It's a big emphasis, especially in our room at running back, taking care of the football, keeping it high and tight. Got like a days ago, and they made a play, but you know, I put the boss on me.
That was a hell of a play by the defense
to get
that ball. That dude, did you see him bounce that dude off the ground like a basketball?
Who, Derrick Henry?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the first touchdown, he's coming through, number 24, and he bounced him like a basketball.
He dribbled him.
He dribbled him off the damn turf.
He did do that.
To be that big and his hat, but first of all, to have as many carries as this dude has had, and to be that big and still be just pulling away from folks.
Yeah. The craziest one, like that was incredible. I mean, he dribbled him on his way to the end zone. He got the edge on the
safety. On the left side. Remember, which side? On both sides. Taylor, on both teams.
Taylor Rapp had the angle on him.
Yes.
And obviously Henry is much bigger than Taylor Rapp.
Yes.
So
and he eliminated
He didn't want to head up on him.
He eliminated
that. Yeah, and he got around. It's like, what?
Dude, he bounced that dude off the ground like he was a basketball.
There are actually very few people that are legitimately built different.
He is.
Yeah. People say that all the time. No, you're not.
No.
He is.
That guy right there.
He's like 1,000... I don't know, way more than that, actually. I don't know how many carries he has in the NFL. Too many to still be doing that.
Yep. And he running through your face.
Or by you. He'll
or
pull away from you in the open field.
I ain't get stiff arm. I mean, it's hard to say. I only stiffed arm one time.
Yeah.
And it was like I was diving for his feet. He kind of mushed the back of my head. But I had grass all in my mouth. But and it was stuck in my face mask.
At what level was this?
It's NFL. I was chasing.
Well, you were a tight end.
Yeah, I was chasing.
This was an interception.
Yeah. He got
You're not paid to tackle.
I know. But I take pride in the buck.
You probably handed out a few stiff arms yourself.
Yes, I have. Have you ever got up with grass in your damn mouth and in your face mask stuck? It's embarrassing.
Not in my face mask, but yeah, I had grass in my mouth a few times.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Golf course injuries, you know? It's a bad lie. I think I can manage it. Oh, I lost my balance. Oh, all right. We'll come back. We'll get to the college football corner after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show.
Yeah.
Andy and Randy, Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo. It is a general recap of the commercial break conversation me and Randy were having. We can get into some of the details of it or not. Just a general PSA. Be nice to one another.
Be nice to one another, man.
You know, just
I know it's hard. It shouldn't be hard, but it isn't.
It shouldn't be hard.
It shouldn't be hard.
How hard is it?
Not really hard.
Yeah, take a breath.
Not really, okay. Not really hard.
Don't steal the baseball from the kid, you know? Don't call the coach of the Miami Dolphins a name for no reason on
TV.
He
called him.
You know? You don't have to do that.
Why'd you do that, Rex?
Why?
Just like.
It doesn't make any sense.
And I know Rex is always politic. Maybe he wants that job.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this. Because it don't like it getting no better in Miami. It looked like, unless something miraculously goes different, because the conversation we were just having about the Giants, like, there are going to be two offensive coordinator hires that are going to be out the ballpark.
Oh, Mike McDaniels and Daboll, yeah.
Mike McDaniels going to the Detroit Lions.
Sure.
And then Brian Daboll, no. That's good. He'll go somewhere. Because, like, he's highly regarded as an offensive play caller.
Colts reuniting with Danny Dimes.
Maybe. Maybe the Colts. Maybe, I don't know if him and Shane are boys, but that's no.
I don't know. That's the first thing we did.
I don't know. Is he going to get another head coach job?
Daboll?
Yeah.
I think someday. I don't know. Maybe I get stuck on coaches sometimes.
Right.
Like, I like something randomly that they do, and I'm like, well, that guy's just a good coach. And then, like, against better judgment of other proof telling me that he isn't, I just still am convinced that he is. I just think Brian Daboll is a good coach.
I do, too.
And I don't care how many losing seasons he has in a row.
I do think he's a good coach.
I still think he's a good coach.
I do think he's a good head coach.
Yeah, no, there's a handful of guys like that where I'm just like, I don't care. I think he's a good coach. Same thing with Matt Campbell at Iowa State. I was like, yeah, I realized that he was the hottest guy in the circle 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. He decided to stay at Iowa State, and he gave reasons why. He may leave someday for the perfect job.
How we feeling about Joe Brady?
What do you know they're doing good?
He's
a good coach.
Yeah.
He's a really good
coach.
You
want to talk about a guy, because you remember, he was the dude after LSU.
He was.
And then he came over to Carolina, and it was,
yeah. So, right. So, obviously, he was the offensive coordinator, co-offensive coordinator.
He
was the offensive coordinator for the 2019 LSU team, right? Is that fair to say? I know he's co, but
his quarterback coach.
Quarterback.
Was his, yeah.
Right. But he gets credit a lot for and look, those guys were also incredible.
Yes.
So, let's not bury the lead on that one. But yeah, he comes out of that as one of the big names. He was getting he interviewed for the Falcons job during the Arthur Smith interview cycle.
Yes.
Like, he interviewed for that job when they hired Arthur Smith.
Yes.
Like, and that's how long ago he was a hot name.
Matt Rhule basically told anybody that if you hire me, he's going to be my OC.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Matt Rhule's probably going to get a job that cycle anyways, because people look at him as a program builder.
Sure.
He's doing good things.
He is doing a good
job. Doing really
in
good things in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And so you brought him in, he flops the first year as the OC. And then, I don't know, remember we were looking for him one time.
Yeah, we could.
I think we were looking for him after that. We're like, "Where the hell is
Joe Brady?"
Remember, we were all like, "Where the hell is Joe Brady?"
When he like disappeared.
Yeah,
and then he was back, and he was the quarterbacks coach in Buffalo. Now, obviously, he's the OC there, and it's like, okay, things are going pretty good for him again. So he'll get a job.
Yeah, I think so.
He'll get a job. But yeah, again, that's another good example of it. It's like, just trust. Like, when the guy actually has the talent, and it makes it look like that, because you have to have the talent to win.
Yes.
Like, some coaches can piece together stuff and get by, but by and large, if you're going to win at the highest level, you got to have really good guys.
Yes.
And when he's had them, he's been really good.
Yes.
Anyway, all right, let's get to a college football corner here on a Tuesday afternoon.
Amazing how that works, eh?
Yeah, it's funny. But it's always like they use it as an insult, too. It's like, well, look at the guys he had on his team. Well, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Every championship coach had good guys on their team.
Yeah, and a lot of guys got promotions and raises because of it.
Yeah.
And they weren't by the damn.
Yeah, exactly right.
It happens.
And a lot of coaches have had really good guys on their team, but didn't win championships. Because they weren't great
coaches. Didn't win nothing.
All right. Ohio State's still the number one team in the country, no surprise. Penn State gets 5 first-place votes, stays at second. I did see that Oregon flip spots with Georgia, I guess, beating Oklahoma State 69-3.
They beat the hell out of them, too.
And then Georgia kind of doing what they did against Austin Peay was not impressive. But here's the deal. If Georgia goes to Knoxville on Saturday and handles their business against Tennessee, as they have 8 straight times, by the way, and 13 out of the last 15, then they'll be right back in the top 4, and that's the thing about it. It's the second week of the college football season. All this stuff is very reactionary.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal to me because Georgia didn't play well, and you can put it on everything because it was a weird Saturday. It was a weird Saturday at Athens from the start time to the delay and all those other things. They got to play a lot better. The defense is going to be fine, I think. You know, but the thing with this is that Tennessee offense, no matter who's the quarterback, Aguilar's playing really, really good. It's schemed to be good. You know, and Georgia has disrupted it because Georgia has pressured the quarterback. Mm-hmm. They've pressured the quarterback. This is, I said it earlier, this is their best shot since he's been here to beat Georgia. All right, because of, not because of them, because of Georgia. Because of this offense and the struggles that they're having. What's my man Carl Duke say? Pull! That needs to be Gunnar Stockton. Pull!
Oh, yeah.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go, man.
There was multiple throws last Saturday. Yeah. Where just let it go.
Let it go!
And I don't know.
He lets it go. It's let it go.
Yeah, touchdown.
Yeah, let it go.
Trust yourself.
Yeah.
Trust what you see. I don't know. And the reaction again, and sometimes it has been true in the years past in games like this, is, well, they don't want to show anything. They called the play.
Show
and
it.
The guy was open.
He was open.
Like, they ran the play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you think that they ran the play and then he intentionally
didn't
poorly
throw it
on
to
it?
Yeah, no.
To not.
The plays are there to be
had. They ran the play.
It.
He just didn't make the throw.
Right.
So, yeah, no. I'm looking forward to Saturday for a lot of different reasons. One of them is the first 2 weeks with Georgia, you just didn't learn anything.
No.
It was cool to see him get out there, and obviously you're watching the game, and it's college football, so you're happy about it. But Saturday, you really get to learn about him a little bit.
Yeah.
On the road against an SEC opponent, you're right about Aguilar. He's had a couple nice games to start with Tennessee. He will throw you the football.
Yes.
He led college football in interceptions last year.
Yes.
And if you heat him up a little bit, which Georgia can do, he will throw you the football.
I think
so surprised
you know,
that comes
also,
up on Saturday.
I think Kirby said something about we'll learn what about the injuries up front sometime today, so that's a big thing. You can get two of your starters
that
back. That'd be a big, big deal, man. I saw that yesterday we were talking to Brent Key. It was like Haynes is gone. He hasn't said whether he's I anticipate him playing.
I do too.
I don't know how healthy he's going to be.
Right.
I think that's the biggest thing with him.
It's just such
is that right there.
It's just we knew it was going to be a deal. It's always a deal. Yeah. He plays the way he plays.
Yes.
Obviously, they won both games, but they needed him to play like that to win the first one. And then it's just a matter of if he's healthy, they have a chance to win every game. The other thing is Clemson's not playing
They're
very
not
well.
Playing well at all.
Clemson hadn't played
They're
well
not
to
playing
start
good
the
at all.
Season.
Their quarterback, because Cade is not playing. He's not playing up to the standard. I thought he probably would, especially when you look at all the returning receivers and all those different things. Their defense is still, you know, it's still all right. But, yeah, they're not playing as well as I thought they would. But who knows? But I think he's going to play. And then, Deion. Prime said, you know what? I know we got this guy. We got the five-star Juju, who should be a senior right now.
Right, he's a senior in high school.
He's a senior at Carrollton right now. But I'm going to go with old Ryan.
Ryan Stott.
Ryan. Ryan's going to be my starting quarterback against Houston on Friday.
Okay.
All right.
Now, look, I'm all for, and I know that it's a different day, and I don't know anything about the young man from Carrollton. I know that he's really talented.
Yes.
I think it's probably a good idea to let him sit for a little bit.
Why not?
And kind of get his feet under him, and, you know, again, he's supposed to be a senior in high school right now.
Yes.
Playing college football. Yeah. They're not going to be very good either way, so I think it'll be
all right. And the funny thing you were talking about yesterday, Buck, Biff.
Pogey, Biff Pogey.
Biff Pogey is going to be taking over for Sharon as the interim head coach because he's suspended coach at Michigan.
Yeah.
They asked him at the presser yesterday, is he going to wear sleeves?
What did he say?
Yes.
I guess you're at Michigan now.
They asked him, is he going to wear sleeves? And Sharon said, he's walking off the podium, said yes.
For people that may not remember, Biff Pogey was the head coach at Charlotte the last couple of years, and he'd be coaching games on the sideline with a baggy T-shirt, cut-off sleeves, and just the old man flab hanging out.
It would be there.
I was hopeful that he would be on the sidelines at Michigan.
Not
at no
damn Michigan. And this right here, Andy, like the SEC fines Mississippi State $500,000 for the fans rushing. I think if you have I think if you have rushed the field in over a decade or something like that, you should get a pass. I think you should get a pass, man.
They told them what they were going to do.
I think you should get a pass.
It's just such an awkward thing now, too, where it's like you can just either don't let them or do, but like – trying to make them wait the 10 minutes and then we can do it. Like, you can't.
You got to lose that. You can't let them go after that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the emotion's worn off. I guess they did tear down the goalpost, though.
They got it. Walked it down Starkville. Stark Vegas, baby.
I saw that Starkville, for 2 years in a row, was voted by USA Today best small town in the South.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
for all the Starkville slander that we've thrown out there throughout the years,
it ain't no bigger than Colony Square now.
Good for Starkville. Well, they're winning awards. Best small town
there
in the South.
Hey, guys, this Saturday from noon to 2, join our girl Allie Mack and Lou Sobe Kia in Noonan as we get ready for Sunday's game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes, plus another winner gets to take home two tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's this Saturday at Noonan with our girl Allie Mack.
They're going to be doing this every weekend?
Allie Mack. They better get Allie Mack a car as much as she been out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Or at least one of those TVs.
Yeah. Yeah, Grant can have another TV.
Grant's still watching the Braves. You know? Allie's like, nah.
Yeah, we need to get us another TV.
You can put the Braves on the second
TV.
Yeah,
we need to get us another TV.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
D.C. sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who ain't great nothing this?
Oh! He said it was you, right? Boom. Can't see me.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game midday. This is the, oh, by the way, perfect song because they got Angry Runs on TV. They should have all mystical songs on Angry Runs.
Yes. Because it's obviously.
Nobody rapped angrier. Him and DMX, I guess.
Yeah. Nobody rapped angrier than DMX.
No, nobody.
No, DMX was like trying to put a hole in the mic.
Yeah, he was growling at you, at you all that.
Once again, this is a bad dude, though. But no, the Angry Runs, you know, the Stiff Arms got, it's just nominees. But you got to put Derrick Henry up there.
After he bounced the
guy. Or Scattaboo. Because Scattaboo, it was a 2-yard run.
Yeah.
But how he ran into them dudes.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
How is that also, like, crown of the helmet, targeting?
Yeah,
targeting?
He's just headbutting people. What are you doing? What are you doing, son?
The other thing, too, is, like, because I saw that highlight on Twitter. Obviously, everybody did. And then I was like, oh, right, his first game with the Giants. What did he do? Nothing.
Never.
They gave him the ball, like, 3 times.
Yes.
And still managed to dump truck 2 guys in
one
carry.
I'm saying, like, what are you doing, Giants? I mean.
Losing. Losing.
Poor. And I like Russ, man.
Yeah.
I'm a big Russ fan. But damn it, Russ, it's about to, like, can Russ fade away?
He is doing that.
No, but I mean, like, if this ain't it, where else can Russ go?
Right.
You know,
like,
what
we've kind of done.
Like, I don't see Russell as a backup.
Right, because that's the next thing. Is there, like, a couple years of Russell Wilson the backup quarterback?
I don't see that.
Why not?
Russ.
Seems like he could.
I don't know. I don't think. I don't look at Russ as that guy.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, guys that sort of view that, because, like, he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Yeah, man.
You don't often see guys that are Hall of Fame quarterbacks spend the last couple of years of their career being backups. You kind of play till you can't.
Yeah.
Then you move on. But you also don't see guys that were on a Hall of Fame trajectory do this either.
Yeah.
Like, this is weird. I didn't see it.
I thought going to Denver was big.
Yeah, when Denver got him, I was like, oh, great. All right. So that's going to work out probably. It makes sense that they gave him $200 million, and it couldn't have failed more spectacularly. Yeah. And then Pittsburgh, not great. And then now Giants, I mean, it's bouncing around. It's weird when a great becomes a journeyman.
Yes.
You know?
Like, would you go? No, you know, he sold his house in Seattle. I was like, could he go back to Seattle?
My brother wishes he would. That was a big account for the landscape company.
Niners cut who? Oh, the Niners cut their kicker? Oh, okay. Like I said, it was some. I saw that they were going to have some serious questions about Moody. Like, the kicking was horrible.
It was
this weekend.
A lot of bad kicks
this weekend.
Nobody enjoyed that more than
Marcus. I'm assuming that the three guys that are here, the three guys that weren't picked here,
they'll go somewhere else.
Fly out. Are they on the way out to Santa Clara?
Going somewhere.
Yeah.
That's right. Cross country flight. We can work out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, again, the Falcons signed Parker Romo to the practice squad. They worked out 3 other guys. Better kickers.
Yes.
So Parker Romo did kick for the Vikings last year. So he knows the turf.
Is he related to Tony?
I don't know.
Oh.
You want me to look it up?
I just want to know, you know, because it's just such a.
You're a big family tree guy.
Yeah, oh, no, really not. But I just like the word Romo. I was just curious if him and Romo are like somewhere down the line.
Well, I know, because you care.
No, not really.
Unrelated.
Okay. There we go. Okay. Did it come up that fast, say unrelated?
Huh?
Did it come up that fast, say unrelated?
I said Parker Romo, Tony Romo, related. Google, and it said Parker Romo and Tony Romo are unrelated professional football players.
Sweet. Okay.
There you go.
All right. That was fast.
Yeah.
I know he's from here in Atlanta, or would you say, hey, Peachtree City? Okay, so Peachtree City.
So he might have some relatives listening right now.
Yeah, man.
He might not be related to Tony Romo, but he's related to them.
Yeah.
And if you are, we're happy to have you.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for listening to us.
Welcome.
I hope he makes the team, and I hope he makes a game-winning kick on Sunday night.
How can you not?
That's
revenge game?
Revenge game. The Parker Romo revenge game.
The Parker Romo revenge game.
That's what it is. It's also Penix and McCarthy, the national championship rematch.
Damn sure is.
From a couple years ago.
Damn sure is.
Hopefully this one goes better than that one,
yes,
too.
Yes, let's hope so.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
I better do some on the team.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So a quick little shout out that has a small story behind it. Real fast. So Tara and I moved into our townhouse about November, I think, is about when it was last year, you know, somewhere around there. So y'all know me. I'm a, you know, mostly friendly guy, and I'm a very outgoing person. Like, I have zero issues approaching a stranger.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I see that I get jealous of some of my friends that live in neighborhoods is their relationships with other neighbors. I want to know all my neighbors. I want to live in a place where we know all each other. So the first person that I saw out in the street doing some sweeping and stuff after we moved in was my across-the-street neighbor, Tim. Army guy, hell of a nice dude. Only problem wrong with Tim is he's a Philly guy. So he's a Phillies fan and an Eagles fan. I got no issues with him being an Eagles fan, Phillies fan, but whatever. So I've known this guy for 10 months, 10 or so-ish, and I have no idea how some things just never come up. But every time I see him out in the yard or whatever, I go talk to him or whatever. So he's out in the driveway after our softball game Saturday, I think. I get home. Tim's out there doing some sweeping, some yard stuff, whatever. With his Philly shirt, I mean, with his Eagle shirt on. So I'm like, that was a hell of a win on Thursday. I don't know about your defensive tackles. We get to start talking and whatnot. Falcons come up. I'm like, yeah, so I work for Falcons Radio Network. I don't know how he never knew this. He's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, 19 out of the game. He's like, you work for 19 out of the game? I was like, yeah, how do we have never established this? And he's like, what do you do over there? I was like, I'm a producer of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. You know, he's like, you work for the Midday Show with Andy and Randy? I was like, yeah, I'm Bo. You're Bo.
Yep. That's amazing.
I'm that Bo. To where Tara comes outside to get something out of her car, and he's like, do you know he's a rock star? I'm like, nah, man, I'm not a rock star. They're the rock stars. I just push their buttons. But, yeah, man, shout out to my neighbor, Tim, who now now I know that he's a listener.
I have a question about that, because you said he's always – do you, like, oh, there's Tim's outside. Let me go outside to speak to him? Or is it just random?
No, if he's outside, uh-huh, whenever I'm outside, right, you're leaving. If I'm leaving, I'll be like, what's up, Tim? Wave.
Okay, stuff.
If I'm going to the mailbox and he's out there, I'll go and say what's up and just, you know.
But you're not like laying there playing a game, the ring camera goes off. You look, oh, Tim's outside.
Tim. No, but I like speaking to neighbors when people are outside.
Yeah. Tim, sounds like Tim sweeps a lot.
Is he a sidewalk guy?
We have an HOA, and they're really picky about leaves and stuff and like that, you know. And he's an Army guy, retired, so you know, he's at home a lot. And has a nice-looking driveway.
Got to keep it clean.
Yeah, nice-looking driveway.
But here's the good news, though. You know that he likes you just for you. He didn't, like, correct, pretend to like you because he likes the radio show or anything like that.
That's just
it's
bonus
based on
now.
Your
are you a honker?
Persona.
No. Because your neighbor is
a
honker. Like, I'm a big honker when I come into your neighborhood and people are outside. Because we all know each pretty much. The back part, I don't know them people that much, whatever. But, like, all the neighbors that are walking dogs, I'm a bop-bop.
Bop-bop, yeah. Give them the bop-bop.
I'll give them a wave.
Love a bop-bop.
I'm a bop-bop guy.
I still haven't met but a couple of them. But, yeah, I'll give them a wave usually. Yeah. I don't do a whole lot of honking, but maybe I should. I'll get their attention.
I'm a double tap.
Yeah, I'm a double tap.
Double tap honker. Yeah. And I love, too, because we sit on the front porch and we're having dinner out there a lot this time of year because it's nice and all that. And somebody walks by and they're a neighbor and they know us. Little wave.
Yeah.
Kids love to wave.
Yeah.
Last night there was a fire truck.
I saw my guy.
Because, man, poor lady. I don't know what all happened exactly, but she was trying to leave the parking lot and she must have thought she had it in drive. She had it in reverse.
Ew.
Boom. Right back into the church. Now, she didn't. There was a brick wall, so.
Oh, well.
Didn't wreck the church.
Hurt the church.
Hurt the car. And so I was on the porch at the time, and I was like, what the hell? So I ran over there to make sure everything was okay, and she was fine. But they sent the fire truck over, and so that's a home run for Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody loves fire trucks more than two-year-old boys.
Fire trucks and garbage trucks, right?
Yeah, he loves them. Sucks our schedule change on Thursdays because now we have to get to school early with the drop-off line, so we don't get to sit there and watch the garbage guy come. We had gotten to the point where he was giving us the bop-bop.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
With the big horn. Which you get a big horn honk for a two-year-old boy.
Oh, they love it.
That's
attention. Most of the truck drivers you run across out there are great about that.
They
though.
Are.
But yeah, you want to make a kid's day, week.
Yep.
Give them a little honk if they give you the
story. Nah, they're the superheroes to my kid. Like, I don't know, he hasn't gotten to Spider-Man, Superman, stuff like that. He likes firemen.
Trucks.
Fire trucks. Ugh. He likes garbage trucks. He likes pickup trucks. He likes tow trucks. Anything like that.
No,
you're out there
that.
Doing that. Delivery trucks. You are his Superman.
So y'all mentioned this earlier, but I didn't want to just pass over it. 800 wins for Snit. That's a pretty big deal.
It's
10 years. You know, for a 50-year baseball guy, the amount of humbleness that's inside this man is absolutely amazing, as he didn't even think that he would ever be here, much less get an extension, win a World Series. Here's Snit after the game last night.
You know what? It means a lot. I never thought I'd get one, let alone 800. So I've been surrounded by really good players for 10 years, so that's a byproduct of that. You know, I think about Bobby every time I'm in this dugout. Every before I go out to the ballpark or for the game, how much I miss him coming in and having that visit every day.
And Ronnie?
I'm sorry?
And Ronnie?
And Ronnie, yeah. Well, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be doing this right now, I'll tell you that. I mean, she's the reason that I've been around for almost 50 years. And love her to death and my family. And you know, they're the reason I'm here.
Hell yes.
There we go. And
hell
whatever you decide to do at the end of the season.
Years. Hell yes. Yeah. At least one more year.
Yeah. One more year.
At 69, right? You got to make it an even 70.
49, 69? Yeah. You got to get to 70 and 50, right? 50 years with the organization? Mm-hmm. You can't retire on this year either.
I would hate
this bum-ass year.
It's a bum-ass year.
Come on back.
Agreed.
Come on back, Snit.
Grandkids are only going to be a year older.
One more year. Come on, guys.
Don't talk a little fantasy football for about a minute or so. So, you know, if you went into this season and you drafted Bijan Robinson over Ja'Marr Chase at 101, you're welcome. Going into Sunday night football, so that's every game's done except for Sunday night, Monday night football. The only person with over 100 receiving yards on the day, the week, Bijan Robinson.
Bijan, okay. Yeah.
Headed into Sunday night football. So, look, Ja'Marr Chase is going to be fine. Had an off game on Sunday. Ja'Marr Chase last season, first two games totaled 97 receiving yards. The Bengals are notorious freaking slow starters.
Yeah.
If you're worried about Ashton Jeanty at all, Ashton Jeanty was on the field for 86% of the offensive snaps on Sunday. He ended up rushing the ball 19 times. But once the Raiders got out to a lead, they were doing nothing but running the ball. The Patriots knew they were running the ball, loaded the box. Ashton Jeanty is going to be fine. CMC, Bunk, 31 times. You mentioned this yesterday.
Got a lot of touches.
Touched the ball 31 times, 76% of the offensive snaps. Only got 22 points because he did not score a touchdown. But CMC is going to be absolutely fine. And the number one waiver pickup this week as far as quarterbacks are concerned.
Daniel Jones.
Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Daniel Jones, number two.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to throw the ball 41 times every game. Okay. But, hey, Michael Penix with some escapability might make himself into a viable fantasy asset.
Had a rushing touchdown. How much have you guys flipped your college roster by now? We're 2 weeks in.
Not
right?
A whole lot.
No?
Okay. Because it was only
tired.
What?
I don't want to play anymore.
What happened?
I don't want to play anymore.
Why?
First of all, I keep getting these got doggone reminders.
Oh, yeah. You got to turn the notifications
I'm irritated off by that.
Turn them off.
And I don't know. I know how to play fantasy football, but this one's different than the other one.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, I don't want to play no more.
There's not a whole lot out
take
there.
Anybody want to take out my team? I will.
Oh, you're going to have plenty of takers on that one, yeah. I'm sure. Now we're going to have just someone we don't know in the league?
It's already paid for. I'm about tired of this team, man.
It's up to you.
I am, man.
You can manage your team however you want.
I don't
want
to play no more.
It's 2 weeks in.
And I don't want to play no more.
I know. Why?
I didn't even set a lineup last week.
Yeah,
I only want to play.
I think you're.
I did set a lineup, and I had two guys score with 0 points.
Yeah, I had a really bad week last week.
Like Chris Hilton, LSU. Like, there's not a whole lot of guys out there. Senior wide receiver supposed to have this big breakout year. He gets like one catch and fumbles the ball on the 2 yard line, and
I'm not suggesting that this is what's happening. But is the fact that you're in dead last place have anything to do with it?
I'm about to look at it right now. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm in last place?
0-2 with the least amount of points
I'm
scored.
Probably second
Don't
to last.
Doubt it.
You are.
Yeah.
You are in second to last place. We're quitting?
Huh?
We don't quit.
I ain't never quit nothing. I just ain't playing no more. Whatever lineup's there, this is going to be my lineup the rest of the year. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I wish I played you this week.
Yeah, whatever my lineup is, it's going to be the same lineup
I have this week?
For the rest of the year.
Dang it. I don't have you.
Yeah. I'm an easy win.
God.
Yeah.
When do I have you? Coming up, hopefully soon. You're going to get 1,000 tweets right now, by the way. People want to take over your team. Vet them, please.
I wouldn't know how to send. You know I don't know nothing about this stuff.
Don't accidentally turn over your information to these people.
Exactly.
Somebody's going to try to steal your identity.
You know, I'm not about all that stuff.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You act like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.